Welcome to another episode of the Word of God. Tonight, we're going to talk about bitterness. If we read the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 15, it reads, "See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." Bitterness is a disease that we need to identify as soon as possible. When we have bitterness in our heart, we are poisoning our soul. It's time to run to God as if you have been diagnosed with a terrible sickness. When something from another person bothers you because you feel that that person has offended you, it is time to stop. That soul feeling of bitterness is enough to stop and turn your eyes towards God. The person that is bothering you has nothing to do with your problem. We are totally lost when we think that it's our spouse, our brother, or perhaps our parents, or maybe the circumstances that are responsible for our problems. Two persons that one day love each other can become one day ferocious enemies. You have to be aware that there is no excuse to store bitterness in your heart, no matter what you think the other person has done to you. Bitterness has a very clear effect in your life. First of all, it blinds us to see the needs of others. On the other hand, makes you very susceptible or touchy and takes you to lose the joy of life. Also, makes you introverted and makes you share your life only with bitter people. Bitterness makes you emotionally harsh, makes you egocentric and selfish, makes you blame everyone else for all your faults. Bitterness makes you feel pity of yourself. If you don't learn to forgive and run to Jesus to free you from your bitterness, bitterness is going to destroy you. Time is not in our favor, and our Christian life will be suffering the consequences of our stubbornness. It is time to clean our lives, because I want to tell you, no one has done anything bad to you. Everything that has happened in your life have been permitted by Christ. And you need to understand that everything is going to work out in your best interest. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 to 32. Get rid of all your bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. The Bible also mentions in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verses 21 to 22, "Do not pay attention to every word people say, or you may hear your servant cursing you. For you know in your heart that many times you yourself have cursed others." You must understand there are several verses in the Bible that ask you to turn your eyes to God when you see the slight signal of bitterness in your heart. Isaiah 43, chapters, verses 24 to 26, they read, "You have not bought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavish on me the fat of your sacrifices. but you have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your offenses. I am he who blots out your transgression for my own sake and remembers your sin no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. When we allow bitterness in our life, basically, what we are experiencing is a spiritual leprosy. We are going to learn that we are going to start experiencing horrible consequences in our life. Our life becomes dark, our life becomes sad, and in many ways, we forget our duties as Christians because we are always thinking about how bad we feel and how miserable we are. There are a lot of people who refuse to follow Jesus because they are bitter, even though they know God is calling them. It's time that you check your life. It's time that you pay attention to your life. Make sure that you don't have a black list where you store the names of those that you think have hurt you in the past. Today, I want to invite you to surrender your bitterness to Christ. I don't know how difficult your childhood was, or I don't know if you were bullied at school, college, if you were fired yesterday or a week ago. I don't know the problems you have. But believe me, bitterness is not the answer. Bitterness is not the solution. The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 23 reads, "For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin." As the Bible tells us, once we allow bitterness in our life, we are basically in the hands of the devil. We are prisoners of his kingdom. Why? Because he can manipulate us as puppets. The book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23, has one of the most important verses in our Christian life. It reads, "Above else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." There's no way someone can succeed in his or her Christian life storing bitterness and blaming others for your own faults. When you allow bitterness in your heart, you're going to spend your days trying to prove that it's not you, but are the other ones who are at fault. Our heart is going to endure multiple tests. Probably a friend is going to hurt us, if it hasn't happened yet, a family member, I don't know, someone has been chosen by God to fail to us, as we have been chosen to fail others. But remember, the strength of our relationship with Christ is going to depend on not allowing the devil to play with us. And his favorite tool to play, make us His puppets is to manipulate us through our feelings, making us fools when we store bitterness in our hearts. The book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 12 reads, "Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs." It's time to live and experience the love of Christ. It's time to forgive 70 times 7. It's time to understand that when we forgive the person that we believe has caused pain to us, we are going to come stronger than before in our Christian life. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 reads, "For our struggle is not against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Resentment is that poison that you drink expecting the other person to die. Let's change the way we live our life. It's time to embrace God's love. It's time to trust God and clean our house, clean our heart. It's time to tell the devil, "I am not going to be your puppet again. I am willing to live a life where I'm going to be the champion of forgiveness." Thank you for being with us one more time. Thank you for listening to the Word of God by M. We are improving in many ways. We're going to have, hopefully, pretty soon, a new website. Our Instagram is in a new stage of development as well. And remember, if you have any doubts about your relationship with Christ, if you have questions about the Bible, feel free to send us your emails to thewordofgodbym@gmail.com or through our Instagram. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much.